This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The trade war between the United States and China continues unabated. Talks to resolve the impasse have broken down here in Washington, with new higher U.S. tariffs against Beijing in place and China promising retaliation. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on all remaining products imported from China, more than $300 billion worth of goods. Despite all this, Mr. Trump insists his relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping remains what he calls a very strong one. With final results expected later today, it appears that South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has won an absolute majority in the country's parliament. With more than 95% of the votes counted from Wednesday's poll, the ANC claims almost 60% of the ballots cast. Ace Magashule is the ANC's Secretary General.
And therefore, even those who are protesting, who have not voted, we are going to serve everybody because once we are elected, we are a responsible organization.
The ANC's closest rival, the main opposition Democratic Alliance, gained second place with just over 20% of the vote. The Economic Freedom Fighters got about 11%. French special forces have rescued four hostages in the West African nation of Burkina Faso, but lost two of their commandos in the mission. Four terrorist kidnappers were reported killed. France says the raid was carried out with the support of U.S. intelligence in Friday's pre-dawn hours. Two of the hostages are French, one is American, the other a South Korean. This is VOA News. Gaza's health ministry says a 24-year-old Palestinian was killed Friday during the weekly Gaza-Israel border protest, and 30 others were wounded by gunfire. An Israeli military spokeswoman says troops opened fire when protesters approached the fortified fence. The U.S. Defense Department says it will deploy to the Middle East a Patriot missile battery and a Navy landing platform dock ship used in amphibious assaults. The announcement comes after the Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group and four B-52 bombers arrived in the Persian Gulf in response to concerns Iran may be planning attack against American targets. The Pentagon says in a statement, quote, "The United States does not seek conflict with Iran, but we are postured and ready to defend U.S. forces and interests in the region." Here in Washington, the battle over President Trump's tax returns has gained new momentum, as the House Ways and Means Committee chairman has issued subpoenas demanding that 6 years' worth of Mr. Trump's personal tax documents be turned over to his panel by next Friday. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal issued subpoenas after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told the committee the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said last month,
"That is not going to happen, and they know it. This is a political stunt."
President Trump has long given this reason for not providing his tax records.
"I'm not going to do it while I'm under audit."
The president has told those close to him the attempt to get his returns is an invasion of privacy and a further example of what he calls the Democrat-led witch hunt. Richard Neal is reminding Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig, federal law states the IRS shall furnish the tax returns of any individual, and points out Ways and Means has never been denied a request. Ed Donahue, Washington.
As the battle for the Libyan capital of Tripoli continues, the UN Security Council is urging the warring sides to rejoin UN-led political negotiations. Fighting in and around Tripoli began in early April, as rebel General Khalifa Haftar makes a bid to seize power from the internationally recognized Libyan government. There are new warnings on the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World Health Organization says with armed attacks, misinformation, and a growing funding gap, things are threatening to spiral out of control, with the disease spreading to other parts of the country and across the borders of neighboring Uganda, Rwanda, and South Sudan. This month alone has brought setbacks, including a violent assault on a DRC burial team in the town of Katwa and a gunfight between at least 50 armed militia and security forces in the city of Butembo. For more news around the clock, you can always log in to voanews.com online. This is VOA News.